Good morning, MGTOW men. Some great news. I'm rather fond of the green beans, you know. But you know, things are pretty fucking good actually, and I like green beans, but sometimes I think I'd like to have a little bit of a change, you know. And, you know, I was digging through the deep freeze and I got some frozen dim sims. I found a pack in the deep freeze. Fuck me. And this is what they call a dim sim, and it's a sort of, it's basically supposed to be mostly cabbage with some pork and a little bread roll thing, or a little yeah, so it's these little cunts. If I was to make them, they'd be nearly all cabbage and meat, and not much sort of flour type thing, or mostly gluten type flour, you know. Well, gluten's actually protein in the wheat flour, and it's very low carbohydrate. So if you've got diabetes, your blood sugar doesn't spike, you know. So you can actually make pastry out of gluten. Or near basically 100% gluten, you know. And yeah, so this is 28 grams of carbohydrate per 100 grams. So if I have a small feed of those, I'm gonna have to have a fucking whack of insulin to go with it. So but you know, it's a real treat because I have a bit of meat and I have some frozen vegetables. It can be beans, it can be mixed frozen vegetables, it can be corn, not corn, but cauliflower, you know, broccoli, all this sort of stuff, which is really good. But you know, having a fucking just a feed of dim sims is a good thing. And you know, ever since I was a kiddie and the Rubik's Cubes came out, I've never been able to solve one because I never sort of went, you know, and made myself figure it out. You know what I mean? How it's basically, it's pathfinding in 3D. It's mentally mapping routes in 3D. And I was early teens when they came out, you know, and people were going, and they just solve them in 5 seconds flat. And what I worked out is doing things that require smarts basically means repeating a process until all the neural pathways for that process is established, and then you don't sort of think, you just do, you know. And so I've said, I've carted these around. Lost them, dropped them, fucking broke them, you know, treading on them or some fucking shit in the dark or whatever. But I've only ever had a couple, and I've never made myself figure out. I've never made my applied myself to them until I intuitively understood the process of solving them. So that's today's great challenge. I'm going to solve this. So I can sit there and go click, 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 click. You know, I may not try for the world's fastest fucking speed cubing type competition sort of thing, but yeah, you know, just be able to do it in a pretty good sort of time, and get it all right. You know, so I'm gonna learn that, because I want to. And I hate being the dumb cunt, and I hate being the dumbest kid in the class who's never learned how to do that shit, you know what I mean? So, time to come up to the 23rd century. Thank you very much. Bye.